Many of you know that I went to my hometown a couple weeks ago to spend time with my nephew, Kevin, who is recovering from a stem cell transplant. And my entire job while I was there was to sit there in case something happened and call 911. His wife had not been able to work since he had gotten out of the hospital, and so I was just kind of, that was all I had to do, was just sit there and be ready to call somebody if needed. Now, the terrible confession I'm going to make to you is that the first couple days I was there, it made me a little crazy, because I wear a little Fitbit to count my steps, and I wasn't getting my steps. I'm supposed to get 10,000 a day. I wasn't doing very well. And then I started thinking about that. First of all, no one else sees whether I got them. And they're just, it's just a tool to keep me active. What really mattered was not whether I got enough exercise that week. It was that I was there if I was needed. The people of Jesus' time, especially the deeply religious people, often focused on counting, on proper ritual and full obedience to the law. In the parlance of modern fitness trends, we might say that they counted steps, but failed to worry about where those steps should take them. Tonight, we have the story of what we call Maundy Thursday. And in this gospel story, Jesus tells them and us quite clearly that it was more important to take care of one another than to focus on religious practice. We think of it as the teaching of Jesus, but the same teaching is woven throughout the Old Testament. Moses came down the mountain with the law reduced to 10 precepts about how to love God and neighbor. Before those commandments, the Jewish people focused on over 600 commandments that they were supposed to try to fulfill. Elsewhere in the Old Testament, the book of Deuteronomy, one of the places that lists the Ten Commandments, also has in the next chapter this powerful passage called the Shema. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. Keep these words that I am commanding you today in your heart. Recite them to your children and talk about them when you are at home and when you are away, when you lie down and when you rise. Bind them as a sign on your hand. Fix them as an emblem on your forehead and write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. This one admonition about love, loving God and neighbor, that's all that's important. That is all that is important, particularly in a human life, if that life is to be directed and inspired by God. We are called to love one another as God loves us, even to the point of serving another person deemed unworthy by human standards. We talk about love a lot, and it's really easy to talk about. And it sounds good to everybody. And then Jesus comes along and says, I know you think of me as your Lord, but I am your servant, and I will wash your feet. It turns out that what matters is not the number of steps we can count, the number of religious precepts that we have fulfilled. What matters is that we are together. God takes us to this place where Jesus first has gone, that place where we kneel and serve other human beings God's name. Ultimately, that is the only thing that counts.